wires, like two concentric trip wires. The first tripwire was 11,000 miles from home. It was an early, early warning. A wake-up call. It would tell them they were getting close. The second tripwire was 5,000 miles nearer, but still 6,000 miles from home. A call from the second location would tell them they were about to get very close. It would tell them stage one was over and stage two was about to begin. Stage two was the response. He was very clear on what the response had to be. He had spent nearly 30 years thinking about it. But there was only ever one viable answer. The response would be to run, to disappear. He was a realistic guy. The whole of his life he had been proud of his courage and his cunning, his toughness and his fortitude. He had always done what was necessary without a second thought. But he knew that when he heard the warning sounds from those distant tripwires, he had to get out. Because no man could survive what was coming after him. No man. Not even a man as ruthless as he was. The danger had ebbed and flowed like a tide for years. He had spent long periods certain it was about to wash over him at any time. And then long periods certain it would never reach him at all. Sometimes the deadening sensation of time made him feel safe, because 30 years is an eternity. But other times it felt like the blink of an eye. Sometimes he waited for the first call on an hourly basis, planning, sweating, but always knowing he could be forced to run at any moment. He had played it through his head a million times. The way he expected it, the first call would come in maybe a month before the second call. He would use that month to prepare. He would tie up the loose ends, close things down, cash in, transfer assets, settle scores. Then when the second call came in, he would take off. Immediately, no hesitation. Just get the hell out and stay the hell out. But the way it happened, the two calls came in on the same day. The second call came first. The nearer tripwire was breached an hour before the farther one. And Hook Hobie didn't run. He abandoned 30 years of careful planning and stayed to fight it out. Chapter 1 Jack Reacher saw the guy step in through the door. Actually, there was no door. The guy just stepped in through the part of the front wall that wasn't there. The bar opened straight out onto the sidewalk. There were tables and chairs out there, under a dried-up old vine that gave some kind of nominal shade. It was an inside-outside room, passing through a wall that wasn't there. Reacher guessed there must be some kind of an iron grill they could padlock across the opening when the bar closed. If it closed. Certainly Reacher had never seen it closed, and he was keeping some pretty radical hours. The guy stood a yard inside the dark room and waited, blinking, letting his eyes adjust to the gloom after the hot whiteness of the Key West sun. It was June, dead on 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the southernmost part of the United States, way farther south than most of the Bahamas. A hot white sun and a fierce temperature. Reacher sat at his table in back and sipped water from a plastic bottle and waited. The guy was looking around. The bar was a low room built from old boards dried to a dark color. They looked like they had come from old broken-up sailing ships. Random pieces of nautical junk were nailed to them. There were old brass things and green glass globes, stretches of old nets, fishing equipment, Reacher guessed, although he'd never caught a fish in his life, or sailed a boat. Overlaying everything were 10,000 business cards, tacked up over every spare square inch, including the ceiling. Some of them were new, some of them were old and curled, representing ventures that had folded decades ago. The guy stepped farther into the gloom and headed for the bar. He was old, maybe 60, medium height, bulky. A doctor would have called him overweight, but Reacher just saw a fit man some way down the wrong side of the hill. A man yielding gracefully to the passage of time without getting all stirred up about it. He was dressed like a northern city guy on a short-notice trip.